RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Does he still want that ass of Kevin Stefanski? Does he still want him fired? NBC Sports, he's a professional broadcaster, Cleveland's own. Proud young man, proud father here, John Fanta, joining us. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, guys? Happy holidays, everybody. And to three-win Wilson, it's three wins no more, my friend.
I'm still winning our burger bet. And your skullduggery, hey. By the way, people need to know that what John tried to pull this weekend, JP, you can speak to this.
Yeah, it was not a great move.
No.
It was tough look there, Fanta.
Hey, Mac Robinson's a proud St. Ignatius grad, very, very intelligent person there, one of my good friends. Mac, can you riddle me this? Is the number five closer to six or closer to three?
I would say that's closer to six, John.
Perfect. So then with that in mind, Mac Robinson is the referee. If the Cleveland Browns
win
Sunday...
No. He's not. Who made him the referee? So wait. Hold on. What in the college basketball is going on right now?
Yeah,
you just want to make up your own referee?
This is some tricky Rick Pitino stuff right here.
You're assigning your own referee
to
your own case?
About to buy you some chicken parm and shut
you up. I wonder why Calipari is going off all the time now.
Pin him. I just pinned Wilson. Thank you, Mac, for the quick count.
You didn't pin me.
It wasn't even the bet.
The bet was, are the Browns going to win five or less games or six or more games? You took six or more.
Not.
Yes, it's an over-under. That's how the bet works, John, for the love of God.
Well, hold on. Now I'm being thrown off. I thought it was whether or not – I thought you wanted six or more games, Fanta.
The bet is on the line Sunday.
No, it's not. That's not how this bet worked.
Only Sunday.
The first time you tried to jimmy out of the bet and tried some nasty work, I gave you the Peterlin pass. Not today,
the
Fanta.
The Peterlin pass.
It's the Battle of Ohio and the battle between Wilson and Fanta.
I think it's the battle of you BSing and trying to get something out of me. You haven't earned. I expected more. Ignatius, revoke this man's diploma. He is doing dirty work
his
here.
His college diploma would supersede it anyway. I think he'd be all right.
I got to take that away, too. You lose the whole thing, Fanta, because you just wouldn't buy me a burger.
That's tough.
Unbelievable. You really want your hamburger.
No. Sir.
It's never been about the hamburger,
no,
John. You have
this
to know
is
that.
About pride.
That is funny, though.
This is about a man sticking to his commitments. I thought that was the kind of man John Fanta was, but...
I really want the voiceover guy to make a track. I mean, I will personally pay him for next Tuesday to give the result of the bet.
It's going to be I won. I've already won the bet.
The Bengals on Sunday. Got it. Okay.
John, I've already won the bet.
Yeah,
they can win on Sunday, and I've won the bet.
No, the Browns are going for a season sweep of the Bengals because Andre Schmidt would have made the kicks this week.
I thought you were joking at first, but you seem very serious.
This is Anthony Lima. This is very unbecoming.
I'm 100% serious that the bet is on the line Sunday on the Fan.
No,
five is still under. It's still under six. I'm so confused as to why you think you're right here.
You've got Shador Sanders as Geno Smith.
I don't. Nick
no,
does.
No, no. I said a cross between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins. I'm not. It's not a literal comp. I'm
you
saying
see,
that's
this is the problem with the comps is that people get mad about all the comps that you throw out a comp that's even a compliment.
No, I don't. I don't mind Trevor Lawrence. I mean,
okay, good.
Look, with the Trevor Lawrence, I don't mind.
All right, good.
I mean, I just hope that we see, like, now moving on to serious talk.
Yeah.
I just hope that we see real progress and turning into a guy that you could, like, if I come out of next year and say, you know what, there's something in there that says he can turn into and the jury's still out on like a Jaden Daniels, but that he could turn into a franchise quarterback and be a franchise quarterback. I'm not saying Caleb Williams, but with the right tools in the box, anybody can look better than a Geno Smith or a Kirk Cousins. Like that's what everything in the NFL is situational too. Like we've never talked about Trevor Lawrence and what's possible for the Jags in the playoffs. Like we're talking about it right now. Different things happen. They made the right hire. You know, what will Shador look like with better pieces? I would hope better pieces and more experienced pieces. For sure more experience, because a lot of the pieces that he's going to right now are rookies who have all turned out to be pretty special, and that's encouraging. Like, there's a lot. I was really happy on Sunday because we saw this team fight and earn a win against a bitter rival, and you spoil their hopes. It was a extra Christmas gift under the tree. And I just, like, remember we talked 4 or 5 weeks ago about how fun it is to still watch this team with the young talent. I got to commend Carson Schwechinger. What a rookie year. What a fight about that guy. On the Gets Us meter right now, he's at a high in Cleveland, Ohio. The Schwechinger jerseys are going to happen. If you haven't bought them yet, what are you waiting for? This guy's going to be with this franchise, I think, a long, long time, making plays, making tackles. God, I hope so. That was gritty. That was Cleveland Browns football. It wasn't pretty always. Yeah, there's flaws. Yeah, there's things we could nitpick. But beating the Steelers is always a great thing, and that was a heck of a win on Sunday.
You know what I'm sensing there, Peterlin?
What's that?
I'm sensing the Fanta flip-flop on Kevin Stefanski.
I don't think it's happening.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Happening.
I'm not flip-flopping. You know, I did think to myself when he was running off the field that if that's the last moment for him, it was an appropriate moment. And his best stat is that he's beaten the Steelers in Cleveland quite a bit. And, you know, has only taken one loss to them in the home confines. And I don't care who the Steelers quarterback is. I know Mike Tomlin's on the other side of that. And, you know, beating the Steelers is really important. There's just been so many things that have not gone correctly. And there's also things on Sunday. Like, I didn't get, you know, they went for it on, what, a 4th and 7. And you're just sitting there and you're just like, they're not going to convert this, Kevin. And Schmidt has shown that he could make these kicks. What's going on here? You know, so there's still things in game that just say to me, what's happened to his fastball? Because, you know, there's going to be, I'm sure you guys are going to at least spend one day talking about this because, you know, the season ends and there's a lot to digest. But, like, it wasn't all terrible. This head coach hasn't been all terrible. I don't think he should be back. You know, his era had some good times in it. It's just, he has held this team back from me winning the bet that we've been talking about and joking about, because I think that they could have at least 2 wins that have been costed by some really poor in-game decision-making. And when you have a young team, the decision-making gets amplified. So I'm not flip-flopping on Kevin. I still think a change is needed as head coach, because I go off the record. I think that they are pondering it. You know, I'm sure that there's a piece of the owner who really likes Kevin and likes the fact that he can control Kevin to the degree that he does. I mean, it is clear Stefanski lets the people that are above him totally control that joystick. And not every head coach is going to be as giving to that. They're just not. There's been many times where you two and I have said, why won't he just give us a real answer? Well, it's because he works for people that he, I don't know if he's afraid of them, but he's afraid to ruffle any feathers. He's always been that way.
Is getting Miles one more sack the most important thing this weekend?
100%. Well, 100%. Get this sack. The Steelers were more concerned about him getting that sack than they were about winning the game. I mean, If you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you have to be sick to your stomach of Sunday, and that's what was enjoyable about it as a Cleveland fan, is that now you head into Sunday, all the pressure's on you. What, you're going to lose out to the Browns and the Ravens? It was jarring how much they were just chipping him, and I mean, I don't blame them, but it really played a part in losing them the game because they're just so focused on him not getting that record. I get whatever, AFC North, personal, all that. He's getting that record Sunday. He might get it on the first drive. It is the most important thing. You know, Myles Garrett, the season that he's had, the player that he is, you relish it, you cherish it. It's been fun to watch and special, and I hope to God he achieves history on Sunday, and the Cleveland Browns have a place in NFL history. One of their own has a place in NFL history with a single-season sacks record. That is the most important thing Sunday. And if you're a Browns fan out there, have an extra Christmas day already. You should celebrate accordingly when he gets that sack.
All right, John, you've said changes are needed. Give me your plan. Yes. What do they do with Barry? Who's the head coach? And what does quarterback look like in 2026 for the Browns?
Okay, well, we'll start with the most important thing, and that is, you know, the quarterback situation. Shedeur Sanders competing with a veteran. Now, I don't know, you know, who I don't have somebody today that I'm saying they got to get this guy. And too often over the years, it's been, well, you know, could they get Kirk Cousins, or who are they going to get? What are they going to get? Like, I don't sit here today and say they have to get this veteran. I just want to see them. I don't want to see them draft somebody in the first round. They have too many other needs. So that would be the first thing that I take a hard look at. Look, in terms of the coach, I think you have to move on from the coach. I think you have to take a look at a couple of different guys that have stood out to me, Clint Kubiak being one of them in Seattle. You know, I think you could look at Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator of the Bills. I would go offense on this search. I would try my best to keep a Jim Schwartz, but I would look at Kubiak. I would look at Joe Brady. I don't think that John Gruden will be realistic. You know, you wonder with – I just am curious. I'm not saying he's the next head coach of the Browns, but you wonder with the Chiefs and, you know, the way that next year's stacking up, what Matt Nagy could do there. I know that there's been a lot of buzz around Vance Joseph and Chris Shula and Jeff Hafley, these defensive guys. To me, it makes sense for the Browns to get their guy that can match up with Shedeur and grow him as a quarterback. And if Shedeur doesn't pan out, like, look, there's a world where it just doesn't work, guys. He's gotten a lot of opportunity. He's going to continue to get opportunity, and he's going to have a real shot, perhaps the best shot, to be the starter in week one because he presents the most upside right now for this organization. Like, did he make some bad throws on Sunday? Yes. Did he make a horrible throw on Sunday? 100%. But he has an inside track at this job heading into next year because he's shown some good things in an offense that doesn't have a lot of talent. So I would go offense. I think you got to look at Brady. I think you got to look at Clint Kubiak and the job that he's done in Seattle. I mean, I am so impressed by the Seahawks. I can't say enough about their staff and their people in there. There's something there, guys. And I think, you know, you look at a Coach Johnson and what the Chicago Bears have become. If you go and get that guy who can make a Sam Darnold look as good as he can and Jaxon Smith-Njigba, like, that's why I'm fascinated by Kubiak and the potential there. Barry, I think Andrew Barry will be back in some capacity. I think it's interesting some of the reporting around, you know, other people that they're talking to. I think you're going to see some sort of a shakeup. I would reset this whole thing, but there's a suspicion to me, and my gut says Andrew Barry will still be around making key decisions for the Cleveland Browns.
John, strong stuff. I swear to you, if you chintz on our bet or try to, I'm going straight to the Chicago Pope. I'm taking it to the highest annals of the Catholic Church because as a lapsed Catholic, I will promise to come back into the fold if the Chicago Pope delegates this and finally puts you in your place.
And Fanta, the Pope used to eat dinner at my next door neighbor's house when I was growing up.
As a person that groomed JP.
We have some connections there. And so we have to use them.
You're acting like that helped you. We don't know who your next door neighbor is.
It's Grammy Pat.
Mama Pat.
Yeah, she groomed Jonathan.
Mama Pat. Now, Nick thinks that I had a relationship with her as a young boy that shaped my childhood. I swear it didn't
shaped
happen,
her
though.
Elder years, too.
She thought I was going to be a priest growing up there, John. She thought I was headed for priesthood.
So he gave her the sacrament.
Lord Almighty, you two should be going to church right after this show, because some of the references that you just made there, I thought this was a family program at 3:56 in the afternoon. Now I'm learning.
He helped her praise God, John.
Yeah. I'm learning that Jonathan Peterlin did take health class at the age of 11. All right, guys, have a great day.
All right, John. Don't chintz on that bet. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, these are Cleveland prices, not New York prices. Yeah. You can afford these.
Yeah. Take me down the road. They put brown sugar in their burgers. They're really delicious. great stuff with Fanta. We'll react to what he had to say and his plan going forward on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.